Freddie Heathershaw wants you to know one thing about cowboys.
Cowboys are the coolest, Indian cowboys especially. They're the coolest motherfuckers going down the road, man.
Freddie's from South Dakota and is a former judge for the Indian National Finals Rodeo, INFR for short. One other thing he wants you to know is that Indians make better cowboys than cowboys.
Because Indians are cooler. They're horsemen. Cowboys think pickup trucks are cool, you know. Indians think pin horses are cool, you know.
But at rodeo, there's more to looking cool than just sitting on top of a horse or a bull during competition. That's true whether you're Indian or not. When it comes to riding a bucking bull, for instance, INFR Judge Todd Buffalo says the rider has to have panache.
How to use their free arm, how to use their hips and the top of their body, how to shuffle their feet around to get a better hold.
Like a good hold on the 2-ton bull slow ride that Dakota Lewis is about to take on.
I've been on him before. It's actually my first year ever making it out here. I was 17. I won the fourth round on him. I was 86 points, so I'm pretty excited to get back on him.
Dakota, a 21-year-old Northern Cheyenne tribal member from Montana, is already a 2-time world champion. If he wins again, he'll lap his father, also a 2-time world champion bull rider, and be one of 2 riders to ever have 3 wins at INFR. Slow Ride is a top-ranked bull, and tonight is his final competition. Stakes are high for both.
Team Phoenix's Dakota Lewis has only got to be 53 points to get his third buckle dotting.
He's had this bull before.
Dressed in all black, black boots, black chaps, black hat, and black helmet, Dakota climbs the top Slow Ride, gets a good hold on the animal, and with a clang, the pen opens, bull kicking wildly, Dakota hanging on with one hand, his free hand up in the air. When the bell goes off 8 seconds later, Dakota jumps off and the scores are quickly tallied. This is the moment Dakota, his competitors, and the crowd have been waiting for.
We only needed 53. How about 63? He's a world champion 3-time!
The bull exits the arena for the last time, and Dakota exits the arena to his beaming fiance. From the sidelines, former bull riding world champion and INFR judge Freddie Heathershaw watches. What makes Indian rodeo different, he says, is the sense of family.
They're just the cooler type of people. Our camaraderie is better. We're all brothers, you know. People help each other. They do, you know.
And the contestants seem to feel the same way. Here's Dakota Lewis, Justine Doka, and Casey Cummins.
My dad, he qualified in the steer wrestling. My little brother, he's in the bull riding as well. And my little sister's in the junior barrel racing.
My dad's here competing in the team roping, and my sister's here competing in the junior breakaway. We travel together, we practice together. It's something we all do as a family.
I got family that powwows and stuff too, but whatever your family does, whatever you're born into, you pretty much got no choice. That's what you're going to do, you know.
For the last 38 years, Native Americans at INFR have competed for golden belt buckles by riding bulls and broncos, wrestling steers, or barrel racing. And Freddie Heathershaw says that tradition has been passed down from generation to generation without much change.
These guys, you know, maybe they got some professional training, you know. They have chances, but when that gate opens, you know, there's no different than it was 20 years ago. You know, they might have better equipment and stuff like that, but you still got to have the balls to do it, you know.
It's the Indian way, Freddie adds, with a smirk. For KUNM, I'm Tristan Ottone.